You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
As JL said, it feels like everybody's on Adderall these past 2 days. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. Recording this on Friday, what is it, August 19th, and the last few days have felt electric. Energy pulsing through, sharp mental focus, and you know what this is? This is Mars moving into Gemini. That's what we're going to talk about throughout this entire episode, because it's big. I haven't been on Instagram in a couple of days. I've been so busy. But I'm sure there's lots and lots of posts all over social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, talking about what this Mars and energy transit means. So let's start with the basics. When I say Mars, what do I mean? Mars is the planet of action. He, in a birth chart, when I'm about to give a reading and I'm studying someone's chart before I meet with them on Zoom, if I want to know what makes them so happy, I look to their Jupiter sign. If I want to know how they love and how they want to be loved back by a romantic partner, I look at their Venus sign. If I want to know, okay, how do they get up and go? Do they wait until they have all their ducks in a row and then take action? Or do they just have a thought and jump on it, take a risk, jump off the cliff and hope for the best? I look at their Mars. Mars is the planet of our initiative, of our drive, what motivates us and inspires us. He's ruled by the sign of Aries, which is the fire sign, people born in April who are just competitive. Funny, did I mention competitive? Who have a lot of drive. If you know any Aries, you're probably like, yo, can I have some of that energy? It's like you're always on coffee or Adderall, as we were saying. Mars on his high side inspires us, motivates us, gets our butt up and moving. On Mars' low side, he's the planet of war, of anger, of fighting, of throwing a sucker punch, of using words to sting and hurt just because they hurt you, so they need to feel the same pain that they gave you. Rawr. It's that competitiveness. Mars on its high side is the leader who says, stand next to me and let's walk arms linked and linked. Let's walk together and I'll show you how. Have no fear, I'm right next to you. Mars on its low side is throwing the first shot and then expecting everybody to pick up its slack. Mars on its low side is the guy at the bar who's drunk and throws a punch and his friends are all like, stop, calm down, dude, just stop, let it go. Mars on his low side is that red face storming up and just punching people in the face and Mars on its low side is when you're fighting with your partner and you don't recognize that your nervous system is so shot, so you can say things you don't mean. Maybe you throw things across the room like your phone, and it's like, whoa, this could have been avoided if we just went for a walk and separated for a moment. Mars, this planet, Mars, will be moving into the sign of Gemini tomorrow, August 20th, and it's going to remain there until March 25th, 2023. This is huge, and this is why everybody is talking about this big transit. Why is it so big? Normally, Mars spends about 6 to 7 weeks in a sign. That's its happy space. That is where it's balanced. 6 to 7 weeks, we're good, learned the lesson of that sign, let's graduate to the next. When Mars stays, or any planet thereof, stays in a sign for longer than it's welcomed, chaos can ensue. They, like, okay, Mars is moving into Gemini. Mars and Gemini are about to have a little love affair, a little rendezvous, and it feels so good at first. We all feel like we're on Adderall, and our minds are so sharp. And we're inspired to take action on our Gemini thoughts and ideas. But around October 30th, Mars is going to go retrograde. So this is why Mars is now spending 7 months in this sign of Gemini, because it's going retrograde for quite a long time. From October 30th until January 12th, 2023, Mars will be retrograde. And retrograde simply means he will be moving backwards, going back in time. He's not literally moving backwards, but in the sky, it does appear as though he actually is. So when any planet goes retrograde, as I'm sure you're familiar with, Mercury's in retrograde, don't text your ex. When a planet goes retrograde, you need to do all the REs, rethink, reassess, reevaluate. Stop, think, settle, relax. Now, why this is going to be difficult for Mars and Gemini is because Gemini is the socialite of the zodiac. They love to be social. They love to be always forward thinking. Go into any Gemini sun, moon, or risings house, and there are self-help books all over the place because they always love to improve and learn and grow. These people have no limits when it comes to who's their friend because they have such a thirst for different cultures, ethnicities, genders, you name it. They're all about it. Like, yes, let's talk about this. So let's talk about Gemini before we move on, getting down to the basics. Gemini is an air sign, so it rules our intellectual mind, our thought process. Gemini is known as the twins, and it's, you know, on the streets, Gemini is known as the most indecisive next to Libra, can't make up their mind. And by the way, Libra is an air sign as well. Aquarius is the third. It's been known that these people can't make up their mind. Why? Because their minds are so powerful. All of their life force is in that noggin. So picture a vortex of thoughts, ideas, past situations, future situations, just swirling in an air sign's mind. On their high side, they're so smart and they're the teachers. On their low side, they've got anxiety and they get analysis paralysis and can't move. So Gemini's high side is it's the teacher. I love the Gemini symbol. It's like two lines with two, one on the top, one on the bottom. It's beautiful. It looks like a Roman numeral two. That symbol represents bridging heaven to earth. Gemini's so smart. They can see things and pull things from the heavens, the skies, and bring them down to earth to teach us mere muggles about what they saw, the visions, the insights. I love someone with Gemini and their big three as a therapist, as a coach, as a teacher, because they can take a situation and look at it from all angles and give you wonderful advice from one of those several dozen self-help books lying around their house that they learn. Gemini's on their low side cannot take their own advice. They're the smartest people that you can go to for all of the life advice, but when it comes to applying it to their own worlds, they really fail. This is their low side. They struggle to apply all the knowledge they have to their own life. And of course, this is very heavily dependent on all the other placements in their chart. But normally on their low side, they are indecisive. And you know, on the streets again, Gemini is known as the cheater. Whenever you ask anybody, hey, what sign is most likely to cheat? Gemini. And this is because they have such a thirst for different experiences. These people really came here to have that. If you want to snag a Gemini, intellectually stimulate them all the time. Always. Don't get comfortable with them. If they want to talk about an off-the-wall topic that has you like, what in the hell are they reading on Instagram now? Act like you're excited. Or just genuinely have a thirst for it. And debate it with them. They love this. They love astrology. They're all about a good conversation. As my teacher, Deborah Silverman, said, a good conversation is like good sex to an air sign, especially the Geminis. So here we have Mars, planet of action and war and inspiration and motivation and fighting and arguing, with Gemini, the planet of bridging heaven to earth with our ideas, insights, and teachings. Whoa. You know, I think the energy leading up to this big Mars and Gemini transit beginning tomorrow is, I read it on this article. I should give them credit and I'll look for it afterwards, but it was beautiful, beautifully said that you know how when you're on vacation and you're having a blast, but you know you leave tomorrow at 2 p.m. so you can still sleep in a little bit and you can maybe go out for brunch, and then you gotta get your stuff ready, put your liquids in a bag, get ready to go through security and airports, cancellations, delays, the works. And you start to get a little nervous, start to get a little tummy aches because you're like, oh, the impending feeling of having to fly home, both leave this beautiful place, but also security, delays, luggage. Whew. That's kind of what this energy leading up to Saturday, August 20th is feeling like. It's like we all see on the horizon a big challenge of growth, Mars, in the sign of our mental realm, Gemini, in front of us, and we're like, come on, I want to go, but I also don't. That type of energy. So Mars loves being in these three signs, Mars in Aries, Capricorn, and Scorpio. If you know anybody with these big three, they probably have, of course, this is also dependent on many placements in their chart, but these people with Mars in Aries, Capricorn, or Scorpio are usually entrepreneurs, professional athletes. Oh my gosh, they're powerhouses. There's not much that can knock them down, because Mars loves being in these signs, because these signs are normally very fixed, self-disciplined, and determined. So Mars and them play beautifully together. Whenever someone has Mars in Libra, Pisces, or Taurus, these are soft, sensual, emotional signs. And typically, these are difficult to have Mars in these placements. These people really struggle to get an idea off the ground or to be an entrepreneur, because these are so sensitive people that they don't have thick enough skin to handle what being an entrepreneur entails. And there's nothing wrong with that, again. But being a professional athlete takes so much self-discipline and physical discipline that these three signs, they came here to live a life of luxury. They came here. It's their soul's promise to just relax, enjoy, indulge. And so having self-discipline is like, life is so short. Why would you starve yourself of cheese for 6 months to lose weight? No, says Mars in Taurus. Now, Mars in Gemini is neutral here. So it doesn't fall in the hard category, but it doesn't fall in the Mars loves being in these signs category. Mars makes a direct, strong decision. Remember, when you think of Mars, think of like a colonel or a chief, a leader of some physical activity like war, right? You, men, go there to the right. Grab this, do this. They don't think twice about it. But Mars in Gemini can't decide, because when Mars is up there guiding, directing, and leading, and now his new earpiece is Gemini instead of like Taurus where we just were, this is getting a little, as you can feel these past 2 days, it's like, whoa, my mental is so sharp. It's like a horse running, a wild horse running away, and I need to lasso it and pull it back and say, calm down. All these ideas, if you're listening to this on Saturday the 20th, maybe you're like, yeah, I've had all these ideas pouring in. I want to build a house. I want to build a business. I want to have a baby. I want to get a divorce, get married. I want to apply for a promotion at my job. I want to finally ask my boss for a raise. It's like, wait, we can do those things, but not all on Monday. Calm down. Do you see what I'm saying? With Mars and Gemini coming together, there's going to be a lot of, whoa, hold your horses, calm down. Like, those are awesome ideas. You are definitely bringing heaven down to your reality, Gemini, but not all in the same day. Mars, calm down. Mars being ruled by Aries, I always love to use the analogy of the tortoise and the hare. For anyone who doesn't know what that little childhood story is, there's a saying that when a rabbit and a turtle, tortoise and the hare, race each other, the turtle usually ends up winning, even though it's deemed the super slow one and the rabbit's so fast and hopping away. Rabbit tires itself out because it's boom, out the gate. And it gets exhausted and it stops for a long break. And then turtle is like, oh, I'm not tired at all. I can just keep on going. And it usually wins the race. This Mars and Gemini transit, we are going to have to teach Turtle to hurry up just a little bit. Mr. Turtle, it's okay to get a little sweat on. It's okay to feel a little burn in your muscles. But we're going to have to teach the hare, the rabbit, hey, you're so good at racing. You're fast, but you want endurance. So slow down just a little bit. Focus on your breathing. Then the race gets good. So that is going to be the lesson of these next 7 months. Now, why it's a big subject that we're all discussing. Ooh, Mars and Gemini for 7 months. Okay. So first of all, he stays in a sign for 7 weeks. That's his happy space. He's staying 7 months. Ooh, Mars and Gemini for the first 7 weeks are going to be besties. We're all going to feel a lot of energy, right? This is up until August 30th, 7 weeks from now. We're going to love it. We're probably all going to feel like, oh my God, I finally wrote that book, Gemini. I'm showing up on social media more than I ever have, and it's going to be more followers. Oh, this is awesome. But around October 30th is when we're going to reach that moment of the turtle's too tired to go on and rabbit passed out. And we're going to say, wait a second. And this is when that 7 week period comes up. And so now Mars and Gemini turn around and look at each other and say, hey, I've enjoyed crashing at your pad. But hey, Mars, you just are so destructive in my house, says Gemini. You have dirty dishes everywhere. The place is a wreck. You never make your bed because you're always in such a hurry to run out the door, get going, get charged up. You stay at CrossFit too late and don't help make dinner. I would kind of like if you would go live somewhere else. And Mars is going to look at Gemini and say, well, you think more than you do. And so, yeah, I don't like you either. Because I need someone who doesn't just talk, but also walks. And so around that time, Halloween, woohoo, we're going to start to feel those two pull each other's hair in a little cat fight. And this is when Mars goes retrograde. And so it's going to feel a little wonky and weird from October 30th until January 12th. We're going to feel this strange sense of, I've got all these ideas, but I don't know how to implement them. And then it's going to be like, I have all this energy, but all the energy I'm putting into this project, it just won't go off the ground. Oh, this is frustrating. Here in the US, and I'm sure I can speak for many other countries, we live in such a urgency culture. Go, 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 do, do, do. I mean, I was just on the phone with my mom for an hour and I haven't talked to her on the phone in like months. I should have just said, screw it. I don't need to record that podcast. People can wait. I mean, I work on Instagram and I haven't opened it in 2 days. And already I feel that voice in my head like, you're going to lose followers. They're going to forget about you. You're not going to be successful. Everything you've worked on building the last 7 years is going to crumble. Good old American mind. And I know I'm not the only one that has this. There's a reason why we're all infertile and have adrenal fatigue and autoimmunity. You name it. All of us are struggling with the stomach issues because we're all so tired. We don't have time for leisure and to relax. I was at the grocery store today and there's this huge sale going on. So the place is packed and I'm just looking around and I'm like, everyone's on their phone. Everyone's like looking at lists, but responding to texts or on their Bluetooth headphones, having a phone conversation. And I thought, think about back in the day before phones existed. When you went to the grocery store, you went to the grocery store. You had a handwritten list of your things you needed, but you didn't have to worry about a vibration or a ringtone in your purse or your pocket pulling you away from what you're doing. Your most socialization came from talking to the employees. And that's nice because then you get in your car and you can just relax and listen to the radio and drive home without distraction. And now, JL's texting me right now and I can see my phone lighting up, but I'm like, oh, is it date? Do I need to look at this? Is it emergency? No, we're so wired. And so this Mars retrograde, I find, is going to be very challenging for those of us who struggle with relaxing, with not doing, with not producing. Oh boy. Now, is it scary? Sure. But is it awesome? Yeah. I like Saturn, planet of self-discipline. People are all afraid of her, but I'm like, nah, I love her. Because sometimes we do need a kick in the butt to change our ways. Now, Mars goes retrograde every 2 years. So this isn't something that's brand new that we've never experienced before. We have. If you want to look at how you felt last time this happened, I'm not sure what sign. I should have done my research, huh? But Mars was retrograde 2 years ago. Which would be, oh God, Was it right before the pandemic? I think it was. That would be 2022. Let's see. We are August 2022. I'm terrible with math. What in the Gemini? 21, 20. So no, it was fall 2020. All the Virgos and Capricorns listening are like, dude, that was literally minus 2 years. Pick your shit up. It's been a long day, okay? So that was fall 2020, I believe. We had a Mars retrograde. I'm Googling this. We're going to Joe Rogan it right now. When was Mars last retrograde? It's saying 1988. Here we go. Mars was in retrograde in Aries from September 9th, 2020 till November 13th, 2020. So we have experienced a retrograde before where you just feel like you can't move and you have to accept you're not producing, you're not moving forward, you're just relaxing. Taurians listening to this are going, hallelujah. We get to relax, but a lot of us are going to feel like our mind is pedal to the metal, but our bodies and our soul is saying, stop, just relax, just enjoy the holidays. Don't try and lose weight before you go eat. Don't try and get a promotion at job so over Thanksgiving you can brag about it. Just chill. Just be who you are. That will be the challenge of it. Now, of course, and I'm going to post these on our Instagram at cosmic_coconut, at cosmic coconut. I'm going to post horoscopes. What area of life are you going to experience a little challenge to grow? And where are you going to experience some motivation, some refreshed, renewed energy? You may find, like I'll use myself for example, Mars is going to hit off my second house of earned income and values. And I've already felt the wave of this changing. I have already had to sit with myself and question on very specific things. Do I really value that enough to invest this much time and money into creating that outcome? In my whole life, this is something that I have wanted, but now I'm like, well, wait a second. When I really think about it, when I really go back in my past, this isn't something I've always valued. Maybe this was more based on an egotistical need. So that's what I'm going to be doing until March. I'm going to be evaluating, what do I truly value? And I'm going to feel a lot of drive and energy and maybe some slowdown on those thought processes surrounding that. So with that said, I will be posting Mars and Gemini horoscopes to Cosmic Coconut probably tomorrow because it's late. And I, even though I want to work my butt off and get those out, I need to just enjoy dinner and downtime with my family. So I will have those horoscopes up. And again, if you want a personalized individual reading, because horoscopes are just one-liners, when in reality, we could discuss what this transit means for you in 30 minutes to an hour, you know where to book a birth chart reading. I will be on vacation August 29th until September 14th. So look at me slowing down in the second house of earned income, because that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur, is you don't earn income when you don't work. There is no such thing as PTO, which as a girl who comes from a lack mindset mentality with my family, and it's hard. It was very hard. It's not hard anymore. And I've already been working on mantras to say, hey, I am going to enjoy this time off because I worked my butt off to get here and it's okay. See, there's your example. So book your birth chart reading because I will be gone for a few weeks, but I'll be back, of course, to help you guys right before the retrograde. Ooh, baby. So all in all, when these two are colliding, Mars and Gemini, our thoughts are becoming our beliefs. So be mindful of what's going on in your brain. And of course, a lot of people are talking about how this is going to affect the collective. We could see more arguments and social media issues like shadowing going on because a lot of people are going to be fighting Mars for their beliefs, Gemini. Not realizing that their beliefs are actually not fully what they probably believe. It's just what feels good in the moment. It's just what thought feels like it's healing whatever wound is currently brought out. So my suggestions as an astrologer during this time period are to A, from August 20th until October 30th, enjoy it. This is incredible drive in your mental realm. If you felt like, I'm stuck, I don't know where to go, I don't know what to do, I don't know who to be with, I don't know what my purpose is, this is a wonderful time to take energy towards hiring coaches, hiring an astrologer or someone to help you with that mental realm. You've got energy and drive to figure it out. And then between October 30th and January 12th, I kind of like it. When you Google it, there's going to be all this bullshit about it's bad, it's scary. I like it because it's going to be a forced slowdown and the perfect timing over the holidays. Who doesn't want to just slow down and enjoy the holidays, a slow meal, not check their phone, right? When Mars is in retrograde, here's your assignment. From October 30th until January 12th, can you limit your screen time, like cut it in half? I got, my Mars is in Aries, so I'm gonna be rough with y'all. Can you cut your screen time in half? That is my challenge for you during that, and myself too, during that time. And see what ideas, oh my gosh, you guys, I've got like a devil and an angel on my shoulder at all times because my work is social media. The devil says, you're not posting enough. You haven't opened Instagram in 2 days. Your followers are like going to drop off like flies because somebody else who has the same 24 hours in a day as you, which is such a bullshit sentiment, is on there posting 2 or 3 times a day. I've lost, oh my gosh, like 13,000 followers on Lightworkers Lounge because I just slowed down and I'm posting different material, which is beautiful because it means it's growing and shaping and molding with me. But it's also that lack mindset kicks in and is like, oh shit, what did I do wrong? What's going on here? We're not supposed to go backwards, but it's also okay because you'll be moving forwards once you redirect your energy in the right sphere of life. So try not to go on social media, cut your time in half. And I find, again, with that angel on my shoulder, she says, stay off Instagram, stay off social media, because that is when the thoughts come to me. Oh my gosh, yesterday, Jael and I went for a walk on the river and I should have been on social media posting. I had it scheduled, but life popped up and I didn't get to. But we were just chatting about, gosh, who knows what. And I had the best idea for a novel. Oh, it was such a good idea for a story. It just dawned on me while talking to him by the river. I immediately wrote down on my phone and I was like, this thought does not come to me when I'm scrolling on my newsfeed, ever. These thoughts come to me when I have nothing better to do than stare out onto the lake. And so these are the things that we're going to be challenged with from October 30th until January 12th. Can we enjoy our own company? Can we enjoy a book rather than TikTok? Can we enjoy a conversation with a stranger, meet someone for coffee that you've never talked to before, rather than scrolling on Instagram for 2 hours? Right? This is going to be the challenge here. Gemini says, oh my God, social media. Yes, yes, yes. Oh my gosh, Geminis love their social media. It is an addiction. It is just their dream come true. So much stimulant, so many conversations. Mars says, well, if I can use it to get ahead and be a leader, sure, all right. But also, I don't have time for that shit. Get it out of here. So that's going to be the retrograde period. All right, you guys. Friendly reminder that Applied Astrology School is open. It's going to be open for one more week, all the way until next weekend. If you would like to enroll and start class in, I think, a month, not even, maybe a week after the cart closes, go to lightworkers-lounge.com and click the banner or shoot me an email and I would love to answer all your questions about it. This is a 6-week program. You meet with your mentor and you have classmates and you hang out on Zoom, look at each other's birth charts while watching videos and answering chat rooms and learning all about the stars, both for your own life benefit and to perhaps become a professional astrologer, which you watch how many people starting in March who are going to come out as professional astrologers because they took this time to instead scroll through social media. They said, no, I'm going to read that book Steph suggested called The Only Astrology Book You'll Ever Need. I'm going to take October 30th to January 12th and read that whole thing and become a pro. And then in April, I'm going to start posting about it. I'm going to become the hair. I love you guys. I'll see you on Instagram for your Mars and Gemini horoscopes. Take care of yourselves. This is not a scary transit. You've been through all this before. Just use it to your benefit. Mwah. See you later.